Spring is a great time of year to do some cleaning around the house and clean up your finances. And something else that you can do for your family this spring is shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses, things like mortgage payments, credit card payments, car loans, or even college costs. I have a wife and two kids, with a third on the way, by the way, and business partners that all depend on my income. So I needed life insurance, and Policy Genius made that so incredibly easy. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. One of my favorite ways to invest is real estate, but not everyone wants to handle tenants and toilets. Enter Fundrise. They make it easy to invest in real estate with their flagship fund. Now, as always, you always have to carefully consider the investment objectives and risks of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. But right now, demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. And the Fundrise flagship fund plans on going on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes with just as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/PFP. As always, carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/PFP. That's fundrise.com/PFP. This is a paid advertisement. On this episode of the Personal Finance Podcast, 9 modern side hustle ideas that can eventually turn into full-time businesses. Everybody, and welcome to the Personal Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, founder of MasterMoney.co. And today on the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about 9 modern side hustle ideas that you can eventually turn into full-time businesses. If you guys have any questions, make sure to hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at MasterMoneyCo, and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you love listening to this podcast on. Cannot thank you guys enough for following this show. We want to make sure that you see that content anytime it comes up. And if you get value out of this show, consider leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Now, today we're going to be diving into 9 modern side hustle ideas that can eventually turn into full-time businesses. And this is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a little while. We've done a number of different, passive income episodes. We have more coming, by the way. We've done some on side hustles, but what I want to do is kind of talk through side hustles a little more often because we have side hustle ideas all the time that we know are working for a lot of people. And so I want to make sure that we are teaching you all that as well, because side hustles are very, very important, especially if you are not making enough money at your job to get by. Side hustles can really, really help. And this is something that you can do in tandem a lot of times with people in your household, with your friends. And a lot of these businesses, the ones that we're going to be talking about today, I want them to be businesses that you can actually turn into full-time businesses if you decide that you like to do this and you want to scale this, because you can build a tremendous amount of wealth if you learn business through this way. Now, there have been a number of different businesses in my past that I have started and failed, but all of those failures are really, really important because it got me where I am today, starting a bunch of other successful businesses down the line, where all these different failed businesses from, when I was in high school, I had a car wash business, a pressure washing business. There's a bunch of different things that I did and failed. I had a bunch of online businesses that I started and failed until I started to realize some of the success factors that I needed. And those actually triggered my successes going forward. My failure rate is much, much lower now because I learned this stuff by going through some of these side hustles and some of these things that I did. If you haven't heard me talk about some of the other side hustles that I've had, we would do Amazon arbitrage. We would sell things on eBay. We had a Christmas tree stand where we had a side of the road Christmas tree stand where we would sell Christmas trees. And all of these are really, really important. Where some of them were successful, some of them were not successful. And it's really, really important to understand all the business lessons that you can learn along the way. So today we're going to dive into these side hustles. And one thing I want you to note off the top, I don't like side hustles where it's a means to an end, meaning I don't like side hustles where you go out and you start driving for Uber. There's nothing wrong with driving for Uber if you drive for Uber, but I don't love those as much as side hustles that can turn into much larger things. Because if you start a side hustle that starts to make you the same amount of money as an Uber driver or something along those lines, but you can also grow that income source if you want to, that is amazing. And imagine if you could start to grow that income source enough where you can hire someone to do the job for you and now you're just running the business and working on the business while somebody else is working in the business. That's the type of side hustle that I want for you because I know that is a life-changing side hustle that's actually going to make a major impact to your bottom line when it comes to your finances. Now, if you're the type of person who cannot invest extra dollars right now, you're sitting there saying, I just am not able to invest, then a side hustle is a great option because you can take all of the dollars from your side hustle and invest those dollars into investment vehicles and different ways to grow your wealth over time. And I am all for investing dollars into businesses. I think that is a fantastic way to invest in yourself. And there is no faster way to increase your income than actually trying to grow a business. And some of these side hustles and a lot of these that I'm going to be talking about today, you can start on the side and then you can build them out to full-time businesses. That's the entire goal of this episode. And we will do an entire series like this going forward if you guys like this episode. So after I go through this episode, if you guys like this episode, reach out to me and tell me, hey, I want you to do more episodes just like this, where you're going through different side hustle ideas that you have or that other people have talked about so that we can kind of compile all these in one location. So if you want me to do more of these episodes, please let me know. I'd love to hear more from you. So let's get into the 9 modern side hustles that could eventually turn into a full-time business right now. Now, as I start to go through these, one thing that I want you to note is I want you to think through some of the other variables that you can put into play when I talk through these. It's going to seem like some of these are very specific and out of left field, but this may also strike some ideas in some other industries that need the same systems in place in order to start these side hustles. So the first one is one that I'm going to be talking about. And I know a lot about this business. And the reason why I know a lot about this business is I have a lot of these who work for some of our other businesses. So let me talk through this here. So number one is a pickleball coach. So if you have never heard of pickleball, or if you're just like, that looks like a stupid sport where they're playing mini ping pong or mini tennis, this is the fastest growing sport in the US. It is one of the fastest growing sports in the country and is a sport where a lot of people are now looking for coaches to teach them how to play pickleball. And if you haven't noticed, pickleball coaches make anywhere from $50 an hour all the way up to $200 to $300 an hour, depending on how you set up your business. And this is such a fast growing sport and people are so willing to pay money to improve that this is an opportunity that I think a lot more people need to take advantage of. Now, how do I know this? How do I know that pickleball is growing so fast? I own indoor pickleball facilities. One of the businesses that we own are indoor pickleball facilities. I am very, very familiar with this business, and I see most coaches not doing the business the way that I would do it. And I don't think that most of them are maximizing their potential. I think you can clean up in this industry if you understand basic business principles and in addition are able to market yourself in a very specific way. So how can you actually become a pickleball coach? First, you actually have to know how to play pickleball. And really, to be a coach for pickleball, all you really need to do is be one level above everybody else. So in pickleball, there are different ratings and it's on something called a duper system, D-U-P-R. You can look it up. And these ratings just tell you what level you're at. I think they have these levels in tennis as well and other racket sports just like this. And so when you do this, say, for example, you are a 3.5 level pickleball player. Well, if you're a 3.5 level pickleball player, for most pickleball players, you're not that good. You're just okay if you're a 3.5 level pickleball player. But there is no reason that a 3.5 level pickleball player cannot coach people who are at a 3.0 level or a 2.5 level, the beginners, the folks who are just starting out, or at a 3.0 level, which we call like a low intermediate or a low level pickleball player. Both of those can be coached by a 3.5. So if you're just starting out, this is something where you can go and get certified. There's a number of different associations out there where you can go get certified and start playing and start to learn the game more and more. And so when you go get certified, I would go out and take some lessons with some coaches as well to build out this business. And so you start to take lessons, you start to understand how the game works and how this business works. And if you've been playing for a long time, then maybe you understand how the game works. And then from there, you have your plan together, you're starting to actually improve your game. You're a 3.5, maybe you've developed yourself to a 4.0 level, something along those lines. And once you get to these levels, you can start to coach people. And when you start to coach people, this is a really, really powerful thing that you can do here, is you can start to develop very specific plans for individuals. So let's say, for example, there are a bunch of beginners in your area who have never played pickleball before. You can set up classes like beginner classes, for example, to teach them how to play. And then once you set up these beginner classes, you set up a roadmap and say, hey, this is my roadmap. You can take 5 classes with me that'll get you from the beginner level to a 3.0 level. And what this does is this means that now you have 5 instances of recurring revenue where you can make $100 an hour. Just by teaching people pickleball and taking them through these classes. How much can you charge for these classes? You can charge anywhere. If you have a big group class, for example, maybe you have a big clinic. You can charge anywhere from $50 to $100 per person on this clinic, and you can take them through the sequence of 5 weeks where they can become low intermediate pickleball players. Then you can do it again for those low intermediate players to take them to high intermediate players. And you can do it again for those high intermediate players to take them to an advanced level and so on and so forth level on each level. And so I would start developing those plans and putting them together. Now, the cool thing about this is you can do these in person. And when you do these in person, you can also film yourself doing these sessions in person. And then you can also sell the same exact plan online. And you can sell those sessions online where people can do it in the comfort of their own home. And maybe they pay a little less than they would if they were doing it in person. And so there's a lot of really cool stuff that you can do here. So $50 to $200 per hour is what you can make as a pickleball coach. And you can really grow this where you have coaches underneath you and you don't have to do the work anymore. Instead, you're working, developing plans and working on that business to grow the business. Now, how would you market this? One big way to market this is just go to pickleball courts. There are people all over the place playing at pickleball courts. And this is an amazing where you can just start meeting people and playing with people and saying, hey, I give lessons and all those different types of things. Now, you have to be better than them if you want to give them lessons typically. But this is a great, great option for a lot of people. Number two, is you can go partner with a local indoor facility if you have them in your area. They are not in a lot of areas yet, but they are coming. We're developing a ton of them right now. And so this is something where you can definitely look at that and start to develop them in some of your areas as well. And you can also start to market yourself on social media. So one thing you could do, and most of the coaches I know do not do this, but what you can do is start developing techniques and skills and talking about them on social media. One, this is going to give you practice coaching on social media. But two, this is also going to get your name out there in the community and just make sure that you are targeting your community, your specific location, and then you can also do it for wider audiences. But this is really, really going to help you earn a lot more money. I mean, I'm not kidding here. You can earn a ton of money just by doing this. Think about the folks in the fitness space, for example. And in the fitness space, for years and years and years, coaches have been coaching online and they've been teaching how to lose body fat or gain muscle or whatever else your goals are. And they make millions of dollars per year. Well, I think there's a very specific model where you can also do a very specific thing with pickleball and make hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars per year. In addition, how else can you grow this side hustle? Well, you can go out and you can start developing these specific plans and selling these plans to different facilities across the country and saying, hey, I got this class I have put together. I'll give you the plan or the curriculum for this class for $100 a pop or $200 a pop. And you can start selling them to those locations as well. That just takes cold emails. There's a lot of cool different things that you can do there. So really, being a coach in any industry, you could think through golf coaches, for example. Look at how they kind of built out their businesses. There's a great duo called Me and My Golf. If you've never heard of Me and My Golf, they're all over YouTube. They have millions of YouTube subscribers. But if you look at their business model, they put together all these different plans and courses for different levels of golfers. And so I think this is a really, really valuable way for you to be able to make a ton of money by marketing via a pickleball coach. Now, like I said, when I talk about these side hustles, you could think about different industries. So say you're really into fishing, for example. Use these same principles that I'm talking about and talk through fishing lessons or ways that you can advance in fishing. Or if you're really into yoga, how can you take this and put this into the yoga perspective? Or if you're really into building Legos, how can you take this stuff, teach people how to become better at building Legos, and put together plans for them to be able to build Legos in a faster, more efficient way, or in a more enjoyable way? So there's so many different things that you can do with this idea. And so this is just one specific example. So whenever I do these side hustles, I want you to think about how can I expand on this, or how can I do this based on my interests as well? All of these are part of that Venn diagram that I really want you to pursue when it comes to side hustles. Let's jump in to number two. Now, number two is one that I want you to kind of consider as something that could grow into something much, much larger. This is a side hustle where you're not going to make money right away. So if you need to make money right away, this may not be the one for you. And I'll talk about those up front too, but this can turn into a much larger business. And so this is a business that I've seen a lot of people grow very, very large over the course of the last couple of years, where they are multi-million dollar businesses now. Now, one thing about this business is that it can get oversaturated in specific niches. So you have to pick the right niche that you're knowledgeable about, and then you dive into that niche and really go ahead. But this can take you about 1 to 2 hours per week. And so it won't take you a ton of time to set up if you want to do this in tandem with something else that you're doing. And this is the newsletter business. So the newsletter business is, yes, sending online email newsletters to people. And there's a bunch of tons of different examples of people who have done really well with this. Number one, you could think of someone like Cody Sanchez, for example, who's been on this podcast, and she writes for Contrarian Thinking. You could think of someone like Sean Puri, who wrote the largest crypto newsletter in 9 months. He's also the host of the My First Million podcast. You could think of someone like Sam Parr, who is also the host of the My First Million podcast, who started something called The Hustle, sold it for $20 million. These are just big, big examples of newsletters. But there's also smaller examples of newsletters where you can make good money with a smaller list. If you have a list of 20 to 30,000 people, which is considered small in this industry. That may sound very, very large to you, but if you have a smaller list like that, you can still make tens of thousands of dollars per year off an email newsletter. And this really doesn't take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of time up front. It won't take a lot of time going forward once you start to capture some sort of audience. Now, you have to enjoy writing if you're going to do an email newsletter. This is one thing that you can't just go off and try to start one on a whim, but this is a really important concept to understand, because once you start this, and if you're really interested in that topic, then you can grow this really, really large. Let's take pickleball, for example, again. I'm going to be talking about pickleball a lot in this episode, but let's just take pickleball all over again. There is a newsletter called The Dink. It's started by a guy named Thomas. And Thomas started The Dink. It's now a multi-million dollar newsletter, but he started The Dink based on pickleball. So what niches are you interested in? Are you interested in fishing? Are you interested in golf? Are you interested in yoga? Are you interested in knitting and sewing? Are you interested in underwater basket weaving? I don't know what you're interested in, but whatever it is, you can start a newsletter on that. And there are going to be raving fanatical fans that are looking for more content to consume more content in that industry. And so there's a number of different ways to start this. But one thing I would do is, first, you got to pick your newsletter platform. So there are platforms like Beehive is a great example. We run ours on ConvertKit. I love ConvertKit. Nathan Berry, the founder of ConvertKit, was on this podcast. And I think it is a great one for creators as well. But there's a bunch of great options out there. And so you want to first pick where you're going to host your newsletter. And these newsletter hosting areas usually cost around $100 a month. So you actually have to invest dollars, and you may be losing money in the first couple of months if you're not making any money yet, because your audience size is what matters in order to be able to make money. Now, as you start to grow this newsletter, one thing that you can do is, I've heard, for example, Cody Sanchez told me that she went out and she actually went through all the people that she's emailed on Gmail and sent them an email and said, "Hey, I'm starting up this newsletter. If you're interested in it, here's where you can subscribe." And so that's her first 1,000 people that she emailed were just all about that newsletter. And then she didn't email them again unless they subscribed. And then they just sent her an email saying yes or no, or they would opt in via her login link. So this is one big key here is, on ConvertKit, you can create landing pages that will allow people to subscribe to your newsletter. But I would also have a one-page landing page that's actually just one nice website that's going to be a landing page where you can capture these emails. Now, as you capture these emails, what I would do is every single week or twice a week or however often you want to start writing these emails, I would consistently pick one day a week and start writing once a week. If that becomes something where it's easy for you, then you can go to 2 days a week. If that becomes something where it's easy for you again, then you can go to 3 days a week. And I would leverage all this stuff so that you can grow over time. So you need to build a landing page and a website. Just a single landing page is easy. You can use even something like Squarespace if you wanted to, or something like card.io is a really cheap way that you can start a one-page landing page website. And so there's a bunch of different options out there. Or you can build out a WordPress site and do this intricate thing where it turns into a blog and all that kind of stuff too. You can always do that, but there are simple ways to start this. Then you want to promote your newsletter. So using social media is a great way to do that. So creating content like I do, or you see a lot of creators out there do, where they're just talking about what you're doing and then making sure that you link back to your newsletter every single time. So you can do this on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or whatever industry you're in. You can also just do one video a day or one piece of content a day to try to collaborate there. Then also one way to grow this is to also collaborate with other people who have newsletters. So other people in similar niches, you can go and collaborate with them and say, hey, I'll promote your newsletter, you promote mine and yours. And this is a great way to grow over time. And I think a very, very powerful way to grow your newsletter as well. And so as you go through this, you may be saying, well, how do newsletters make money? Ads. So a lot of times newsletters will put advertisements or sponsored content inside of the newsletter and they can grow that way. But if you're just starting out, you can start with affiliates. So you can join an affiliate network. There are places like commissionjunction.com. There are places like Impact Radius is another great one. ClickBank is another one. There's a bunch of affiliates out there where you can go and sign up on these websites and say, hey, I've got this newsletter. Here's the link to it, yada, yada, yada. And you go on these websites and you create an account. And then you go to a bunch of different companies that are in your niche and you say, hey, I've got this newsletter, and then they will help you be the middleman to be able to link up with some of these companies. And then they'll give you an affiliate link. Now, what you do with that affiliate link is you put it inside of your newsletter. And when someone clicks on that affiliate link and buys a product or buys a subscription to some sort of software, then you get a commission based on that. So that is one thing that you can also do when you're just starting out, is to make money by putting affiliate links in there as well. And then if you have your own products, things like eBooks or courses or anything like that, you can also add those in as you scale your newsletter. But this is a great way where you can start to write about things that you're passionate about, or talk about things that you're passionate about, work on marketing most so that you can try to gain that audience. Most of your time should be spent on marketing upfront so that you can gain that audience, add them to your newsletter. And over time, over a year or two, you're going to see this as can really, really grow quickly, but you got to put the time and energy in. It takes about a year or so before you see real, real traction. So this is one that you want to put in. If you got an hour or two a week to work on some stuff and work on some content, then you can definitely do an email newsletter there. And I think that is a really cool, somewhat passive side hustle that you can start off, as long as you do it the right way. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/personal finance. Just go to Indeed.com/personal finance right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/personal finance. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. One of the hardest things about managing your money is figuring out where it's all going. And most of us are trying to save for several goals at once, which can feel like a daunting task to see if you're on track or even on pace to accomplishing your goals. But there is a tool that makes it so much easier, and it's called Monarch Money. They help you track your money flow without taking a ton of time and energy. And Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor. And you can invite them with an extra account with their own own login at no extra cost to collaborate with you. And Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can create custom budgets, set notifications, and you can set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications. And after trying Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/PFP. That's monarchmoney.com/PFP for your extended 30-day free trial. The key to winning in any business is making sure you have the right business partner. An example is Procter & Gamble or Ben & Jerry. But what about the perfect partners when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. And most people know one of your biggest struggles when it comes to starting an online business is finding new customers, and Shopify can help you do that. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. So sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PFP, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/PFP now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/PFP. Now is a great time of year to get your finances in order. And no matter what your financial goals are this year, when you use Chime's online checking account, you can cross all those financial to-dos off your list. Chime's online checking account has tons of benefits that millions of members love, like fee-free overdraft up to $200. Plus, get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, all while managing your money on the go 24/7. And you get access to over 60,000 ATMs. So start building your credit and open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/PFP. That's chime.com/PFP. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. All right, so the third one is back to being an active side hustle where you're not online like an email newsletter, but this one is credit card machines. Now, credit card machines are one that I have become very familiar with as of late because we own some physical businesses, and a lot of times credit card fees are very, very expensive. So right now I'm in the process of thinking through, should I change my credit card readers? Because right now I'm paying about 2 to 2.5% per sale to the credit card companies because I use a specific company. And so when I use this specific company, I am paying, of all my sales, I'm paying them 2% on some of this stuff. Well, there are other private people who have come to me and we've had meetings and we've talked through some of this stuff where I can pay them half. So I can pay them 1% and they will handle all the credit card processing for me. So this is something that you can also start if you didn't know this. So you can go out there and you can actually start a credit card machine business, meaning that you can go to small businesses and you can go in there and say, hey, I can probably reduce your credit card fees from companies like Square or whoever else they use. And I could probably reduce your fees or maybe even possibly cut them in half. And because it's your credit card machine, you're going to make that 1% of all the sales that they have inside of that store. And this is a really powerful way to really compound over time where you can turn this from a very active business. And if you get really good at this and you're really good at sales, you can turn this into a passive business. So I think this is a very powerful side hustle for a lot of people where it's not a full-time thing. In fact, a lot of these companies, you may want to walk in there on a weekend to start your sales process because it's more likely that you'll run into somebody who you need to run into when it comes to this. You could think of all the restaurants in the world. Every single commercial plaza that you go into, they utilize credit card machines. And if you can see all the small businesses in there, so maybe there's a big anchor like Walmart or Target, and you walk in there and you see Target in that shopping plaza. Look at all those businesses around Target. Each and every single one of those needs one of these credit card machines in order to process their payments. And you could be the person that's in each and every single one of those earning 1% return because you have the credit card machines and because you are saving them money. This is a win-win scenario because you're saving them money. And in addition, you're going to be making 1% on all their sales. So let's say, for example, each of those businesses are going to go out there and they're going to make $100,000. And so each business that makes $100,000, you are going to go and you're going to make 1% of that, or $1,000 per business. So the more businesses that you can acquire over time, the more your business is going to make because of this. To start with this, you need to register with a processing company and obtain an agent ID number. So you got to pick and choose which processing company may be best. There's a lot of great information out there on which one may be best. And it doesn't require a formal education or license. It's just a simple registration form when you go out and do this. Now, it is crucial when you start the payment processing business that you understand how this works. So there are a lot of good ebooks and information and YouTube videos out there that I would definitely recommend you go into before starting this business. You got to understand how all of this works, and you have to have a really good idea of how all this works. If you have problems arise or if any issues come up, you need to understand how to handle them. One, two, you also need to be the most knowledgeable salesperson that they ever run into. And so that's really, really important to understand as well. And so once you do that and you go in there and you have familiarity with how the processing works, then you'll go through what's called the application process. So once you understand how the business works, you'll gain access to an application process through the processing company. And typically these processing companies will give you a tool that will allow you to approach business owners and set them up with credit card readers and point of sale systems. So this is going to be something where you really need to get educated, and they actually check if you're educated, and then you go from there. Now, what you can do is start earning passive income once you have these set up. So you can get a 1% of total sales volume. If you can get more than that, 1.2, 1.5, that's even better. And you can continuously earn money without being physically present in a business. So this is almost like little mini pieces of real estate. And the more of these you have, the more powerful it can be. And this can be a way to offer and scale your income. So really, really powerful stuff. And if you can save people money, every business owner wants to save money. It's really, really important. Now, the cool thing is there is no upfront cost or equity earning, meaning that the processing company may provide business owners with free credit card terminals and or point of sale systems, which a lot of times they do. Mine did. A lot of them will give you the free equipment. What that does is it makes it a no-brainer for them, and it's a win-win situation for you. And then in addition, you can just earn that recurring revenue every single month. So a couple of things you need to know is, first, that system needs to work within their website and all that kind of stuff as well. And so you want to sell it on making sure that that actually works with their website and their systems that they have in place, so that you don't have any hiccups on sales, because that's going to result in very angry customers for the business owner and a very angry business owner at you because you didn't set it up properly. So there's a number of different things that you want to make sure that you set up properly. But I think this is a really cool way to create passive income in your life, especially as you grow this business. Let's get into number four. Number four is bounce house rentals. And I have a friend who does this on the side. And this is something that I think you really want to consider, specifically if you have the storage and you have the interest in setting these things up, or you have the ability to set these things up, because a couple of things you're going to need. You're most likely going to need a truck and a trailer to be able to pull these. You're going to need the storage space to be able to house these bounce houses, and you're going to need some sort of staffing to do this on the side. But people rent bounce houses for hundreds and hundreds of dollars per day. And so this is something where you can buy an expensive bounce house from anywhere from $2,000. You can go to $10,000. There's a bunch of different ways to do this. And you can make that recurring revenue every weekend. Typically, when parties are happening, it's on the weekend. Every weekend, you can rent out these bounce houses. Now, there's a bunch of creative ways to really scale this business that I think is really, really important to understand. And I think a lot of people aren't thinking through this the right way. And I think a lot of people who do this business have just been doing it for a long time, and they're not thinking in creative, modern ways. So one way is, I think that you can partner up with all the daycares in your area. So a lot of daycares will start to rent out bounce houses, especially in the summer. If you have those water bounce houses, they'll start to rent those out for their water days. I know this because I have two kids in daycare, and so I'm very familiar with some of the things that they rent out. They also rent them out for their parties and all their events. And you can give them a discount for you to be their sole provider of bounce houses and things that they do there, because that means you're going to at least have those daycares, you know, getting bounce houses for you every holiday and every big event like that. Now, Another great way to partner with this is maybe you partner with neighborhoods. So if there's neighborhoods in the area, you give them a discount if they live in that neighborhood based on that. And they're going to have a word of mouth situation. You want a big word of mouth situation when it comes to your marketing. And so if you can give them the lowest price for a specific neighborhood. So, for example, I live in a neighborhood where every single birthday party and every kid's birthday party is extremely bougie and they get all these crazy bounce houses. And you could profit off that by renting out bounce houses to everybody in the neighborhood, but also giving them the best price. And if you do this the right way, then it's going to be really, really powerful for you, because if you have the best price and the cleanest bounce houses and the best quality bounce houses, then you'll be able to actually run this business in a great way. Also, you want to rank really high on Google with this business, because you want people to Google their city and then bounce house and be able to rank really high. So maybe investing a little bit in some Google ads would be a great idea. And in addition, utilize social media before and afters. Utilize social media to show how fun bounce houses are going to be, or make it funny. Having a funny personality when it comes to a bounce house business, which is a fun business, it's the business of fun, then that is another great way to do this and come in with some marketing as well. You can also partner with some local businesses, and you can partner with things like City Hall or different municipalities in order to set up bounce houses for all their events that are coming up as well. In addition, you can start a loyalty program for a lot of these folks. So if there are people who refer their friends, they get $100 off. Or if there are people who are utilizing your bounce houses 1, 2, or 3 times a year, they're going to get $100 off. You can think through some of those deals, put in some loyalty programs, and have those available as well. And then asking for reviews or testimonials will get them like $20 off next time. All that kind of stuff is really, really cool. And then one thing you could do is seasonal promotions. So back to school or summer holidays or Halloween or year-end celebrations, all of those are great times to do some promotions on some of this stuff. There's a lot of cool ways that I would market a lot of these businesses. And so I think it's really, really fun to think through this kind of stuff, because I think marketing is some of the fun things when it comes to these small businesses. So that's another one that I would look into when it comes to doing a potential business. The next one is window cleaning. So window cleaning is a really, really cool business that a lot of people need when it comes to residential and when it comes to commercial. And you can make a lot of money window cleaning. And that's why it's number 5. So I know people, I just talked to them recently, who make $60,000 per month on their window cleaning business. Net profit, $60,000 per month. And the way that they do this is they started off just going door to door and asking people if they would like their windows clean, and they would give them a really good deal. So they'd go door to door and they'd count their windows, and they'd do it for $4 to $15 per window, depending on where they were and the type of windows that they had and how elevated those windows were. And they would actually price it out per window. And in addition, they'd say, hey, I'll clean out all the edges for you and make sure it all looks pretty and looks nice. This is something I need right now. If somebody came to my door and knocked on my door and said, hey, I'll clean your windows for $200, I'd probably tell them, go for it. And so this is something I think that is really, really important for a lot of homeowners, because you need to maintain windows and windowsills to make sure your house looks good. And so this is something that definitely you can kill on if you do this the right way. In addition, you can go to neighborhoods that are higher level neighborhoods and send out either marketing materials to them. You can utilize things like door hangers, which I think are really, really powerful, walking neighborhood to neighborhood and just putting door hangers on doors. And the more people that know that you're around, the more windows you can clean. You can really make a lot of money and scale a lot of money. In addition, with this business, you can hire staff to clean the windows for you, and then you do all the selling, meaning you do all the quotes and the selling, and you can have folks come in and clean the windows and help you clean the windows so that you can do what's important, which is the selling part. Or if you can find a salesperson, if you are much better at cleaning, you can find the salesperson to help you sell and then give them a commission based on each house that they sell on. So really, a salesperson is one of the most valuable things that you can hire if you actually enjoy doing the cleaning. Then if you have a full-time job, you could do that cleaning on nights and weekends. And then eventually, if this business grows enough, then you could do some other cool stuff with it as well. There's a company called Pink's Window Cleaning out in Austin, Texas. They've actually made 6 figures by selling window cleaning merchandise. They have like some cool merch that they have, and they made 6 figures off selling some of this stuff. And so that's another funny thing that just came off a window business that I just thought about just now. But that, I think there's a lot of cool things that you can do with a window cleaning business. And I think it's great for teenagers. I think it's great for people. You just got to understand how to clean it, and you could start it off for really, really cheap. So if you don't have a lot of money, this is a great one to think through. And then also, you want to be really high on Google as well for this. So if people search for window cleaning, you want to make sure you have a website set up with SEO so that you can rank really high and or utilize Google Ads as well. And then again, you can also put them on specific plans. So when it comes to these service-based businesses, I like thinking through having plans, meaning I like thinking through, hey, we'll clean your windows once a quarter every single year, and we'll discount 25% off for all four cleanings if you do our specific plan. So maybe, for example, you have this plan in place and you start to sell this plan over and over again, and it's $700 for the year to clean your windows four times. And so that's something where you can really make a killing by setting up a bunch of those, and that's recurring revenue that you can have throughout the year. And I think that's a very, very powerful way to sell some of this stuff. Loyalty programs, getting all that feedback and testimonials. And then there's some things that you can do. So marketing this before and after photos. Find some really dirty windows, tell a couple of people you'll do them for free, get some before and after photos to show the difference between what your services offer and what's actually happening. Give some guarantees and warranties, meaning satisfaction guarantees to reduce the risk. And then also give eco-friendly options. So eco-friendly options for folks who care about that when it comes to setting up cleaning in those different situations. Lots of cool stuff that you can do here. And I think if you start to do that on the residential side, you can also start to do it on the commercial side as well for small businesses who may want their windows clean. Just give them a good deal, you know, $100, $200 at a time. And you can also add in additional ways that you can clean some of those small businesses as well to earn additional income. So love this stuff. A lot of people do window cleaning and pressure washing. I think that's one cool way to have a service business as well, where you have two options for people if you want to earn more income based on doing that. Now, let's take a break and then jump to number six. Okay, number six is balloon wedding or party arches. So this is one that everyone in this world right now is having a bougie birthday party for their one-year-old child or their two-year-old child or whoever else, or Easter or whatever else they're doing right now. And so this is something where you can put together balloon arches. If you've ever seen those fancy balloon arches at like a kid's birthday party, or if you've gone to an event or anything like that, you can put those together and you could charge a lot of money for those. Let me tell you, they are very, very expensive. They're not easy to put together, but they are expensive and they take a lot of time. You could do wedding arches, meaning you can start to master wedding arches and you could be the person who puts those in, and you know how expensive weddings can be if you've ever had one as of recent. Or you can do party arches or centerpieces or things like that. Now, I'm going to give you an example of a company who does this, and you can see how fast you can grow a business like this. So it is called AVA Party Designs. And this is a website where they have a whole section on balloon decor and all kinds of stuff that they do there. And they have worked with all kinds of massive companies. So they've done this on a corporate level, and they've done this on a individual level as well. And they have this entire portfolio on this website that I just want you to look at if you're not driving right now, that will show you all kinds of stuff that they do, from arches to centerpieces to balloon numbers when it's your birthday to walls and backdrops to all these different things. And they've developed a massive business based on doing this. And you can see the pictures, and all these balloon things look incredible. And so this is something where it's not hard to do. I've done this for my son's birthday party before, where you buy a balloon arch kit and you can put these together. It took me like 2 or 3 hours. It was super tedious. For me, it was super annoying. But if you like this kind of stuff, which a lot of people do, then you can sell these things. Now, let's look at the pricing here, because I want you to see what the pricing can be for some of this stuff. All right. So just a basic balloon arch starts at $360 for a 12-foot arch. A standard one is $480. A deluxe one is $600. And a premium deluxe, which is has extra cool balloons and like some sparkly stuff in there, is $900. And so, wowza, if you can get people to put these together for you at, maybe you pay them, you know, $15-$20 an hour to put them together for you, and you sell these and set them up, amazing stuff that you can do. In addition, they also have add-ons. So you can have confetti balloons for $150 add-on, super shaded balloons for $10 or $15 each. So $10 or $15 per balloon added on. What does a balloon cost you? A dollar, maybe? Starburst balloons, $30 each. Floral packages, you can get floral packages and they give you quotes on that. They won't even tell you how much they are. They can do an organic arch for $600, an organic circle with a 5-inch diameter for $475 or $660, organic centerpieces, which are just little balloon centerpieces, for $75 each. They can do balloon walls for $540. They can do organic digits for $200, and then organic sculptures with balloons for $575. So this is something were wowee wow. You can really do really, really well with some of this stuff if you get really good at it and you have a team putting some of this stuff together. You can start off with yourself and then have a team put all this together over time, and you can really just crush it. I mean, they're doing weddings, they're doing parties, they're doing corporate events, they're doing all sorts of stuff, baby showers, birthday party, all this stuff. It's amazing what they do in this business, and there's a bunch of examples just like this one of how they do this kind of stuff. So I think this is a really cool thing. I've seen these people do this with backdrops as well. And you can even start marketing this stuff on Facebook Marketplace. You could start to market it online on social media and just show your before and afters. Just create a bunch of these and just start showing them and how cool they look and put them in different scenarios in your house or wherever else, or help friends do it for free, have them pay for the balloons and you just put them together so that you can start to get good at this and master this, and you can crush it when it comes to doing some of this stuff if you're good at marketing. All this comes down to marketing with a lot of these businesses, if you haven't noticed. And so if you can figure out the marketing side of this and you can figure out how to talk more about this and really grow online, there is a massive business opportunity for you. But I want you to focus your efforts always, always, always on the marketing. So all of these are really, really cool. And I think this is a great business that you can look into as well. And just look through their portfolios. I mean, it is pretty cool what they did with some of these. So I think it's really, really, really neat to have some of these set up, from, you know, gender reveals, baby showers, all this stuff is just nonstop bougie balloons all over the place. So if you want to start bougieballoons.com, let me know. We'll start it together. Bougieballoons.com. It would be the best name ever. And let's see if that's taken, actually. Well, unfortunately, bougieballoons.com is already taken, and it's for the same exact business. So that's the best name ever. Congratulations to whoever owns that. We can't start that together, but I love that name. Okay, next one. Let's go to number 7, is TV mounting. So this is one where I, for example, would never mount a TV if you paid me to do it. I would never mount a TV if you wanted me to do it. I am not handy. I can do it, but it's not something I would ever want to do because it's a really annoying task. And most people are willing to pay for TV mounting because twofold. One, they don't want to put the TV on the wall and they don't know how to mount the TV. That's one. And number two, they don't know how to hide the wires. And so if you can do those two things and you know how to mount TVs and you know how to hide the wires, which is very easy, you just take a hole saw, you put a hole in the wall behind the TV, you can cover it up if you want to and put a little piece in that kind of covers up that hole and it just lets the wire go through. And then you put another hole saw cut down below, and then all of a sudden you have a mounted TV and the wire are not showing. And so this is what a lot of people want. And you can do this really, really quickly in like an hour if you get good at it. And then you can make anywhere from $156 per install all the way up to $358, depending on how big that TV is. And so TV mounting professionals, I've talked to many of them who make anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 per year just by doing this because the demand is so high. Now, really, to market this business, I've seen TV mounting people on TikTok, for example, and they're talking about all these different ways that they're mounting this TV and some of the cool stuff that they do and how flat they make this TV up against the wall. And I'm watching these videos like, why the heck am I watching this? But I keep watching it. This is something where you can create content around this subject, and all of these you can do this with, by the way. People will watch anything now. And so you can create content around all of these and talking through why you do some of this stuff. But in addition, you want to rank high on Google for your city for this specific service as well. I would pay for Google Ads again. And so there's a lot of things that you definitely want to be doing when it comes to this, but you can charge anywhere from $150 to $350 when it comes to mounting some of these TVs. I think it's really, really important. Along those same lines, though, and you can have both these services in tandem if you're really handy, is a handyman or woman. So we have, as of recent, hired a handyman just to do a couple of different tasks, and they are really, really expensive. They charge a lot of money to do work for you, to help you with your to-do lists, those different types of things. And so I think it's really, really important to start this up. There's probably a lot of competition out there, but at the same time, if you're good at marketing, if you're the best one at marketing and you're handy and you enjoy doing this kind of stuff, then you can really, really make a killing. So obviously local SEO, all these businesses need local SEO. Pay for some of those Google ads, set up some Google ads in place. But in addition, also set up a social media presence and start to work with the online directories. Now, I know at the beginning, this is tough, but the online directories may take chunk of your profits. But this is going to also help you establish a client base where you can put together a CRM and start to track clients and say, hey, we got a spring sale coming up and all that kind of stuff, where you can start to email market to them or text market to them and put together some really, really cool stuff. So online directories are great. So Yelp or Angie's List or Home Advisor, those are all great spots to try to find a handyman. Now, again, I know They take a bigger fee of what you charge. But I found people on some of those websites and they're charging me a lot. So a lot of times you can probably make up the fee just based on actually getting jobs and getting those referrals. And then email marketing, all that kind of stuff is really, really important. And then putting together some of that local networking is going to really, really help you in the long run when it comes to a lot of this stuff. So I think that's a really, really powerful way that you can also have a side hustle if you're handy. Now, if you're not handy, if you're like me, that would never be your side hustle in a million years. But a handy person job, you can really scale that and build out a really big team by doing that, because nobody does it the right way. I'm telling you that right now. And so if you do it the right way, you can really make a huge, huge impact. Now, the last, and I saved the best one for last, because this is one that you can start today. And I know people who are making well over $200,000 per year doing this side hustle. It started as a side hustle, now it's their full-time thing, that are just absolutely killing it. In fact, we made a YouTube video about this a while back because I thought it's such an interesting business and I know how much people are making. And we had someone comment under there and say, I do this and I make over six figures per year. So I know multiple people now who make over six figures per year who have been doing this. And I cannot believe we're talking about this, but this is a real legit business that you can definitely make a lot of money when it comes to this. And it is becoming a professional pooper scooper. Yes, you're going to be picking up pet waste removal. This is a side hustle where you can make a ton of money. So what would you be doing? Here's the services. So number one is you need to figure out what services you would offer and how you would actually set this business up. And so most of them offer dog poop removal and they charge by the frequency. So a one-time cleanup averages around like $35 for a one-time cleanup. If you want to do a weekly cleanup, it's $18 per visit. Twice per week is about $15 per visit. Three times per week is about $12 per visit. And biweekly is $20 per visit. Also, you can offer yard deodorizing services. So if you looked some of these up, you can add deodorization to patios, decks, sidewalks, grass, all that kind of stuff. And you can get the smell away from some of those areas as well. When people are outside and they have dogs, they maybe it gets cleaned up, but the smell still lingers around. And so that's another one that you can do. You can also do brown spot treatment where areas of grass get killed and they leave brown spots in those areas. And so you can actually use environmentally friendly mixtures of different things where you can do brown spot treatments and be able to treat those little areas. And also, this is where the real money is made, is also in commercial services. So you could do it on the commercial side as well for HOA communities or municipalities that have dog parks. And you can actually do these services in a larger quantity for some of those and pick up some of those contracts. And I think pick up, see what I did there? And so I think that is one that is definitely really, really powerful because it's something most people don't want to do. And if you're willing to do it, you can make a lot of money doing this immediately. Like literally right now, as long as you can market your services, you can make money, you know, probably by next week or the following week just by marketing your services. Now, how would I market this? A, I would talk to those municipalities and businesses and HOAs as much as possible, but also landing some of your first customers. I would start with door hangers, going door to door, just walking around, putting your door hangers on handles. I would do some direct mail if you have some cash. I would do SEO website for sure and buy some Google ads when people are trying to Google some of this stuff. And I would try to market it online as well and just talk about how important it is to make sure that you keep your yard clean. Now, where do you store the waste? That's a big question a lot of people are going to have. And to start, you would do it at a local dump. And that's just a start. But eventually, as you start to grow, you'd probably want to partner with a local waste company in order to make sure that you are able to handle all the volume here. So what are your expenses with this business? Well, you have gas, you have a vehicle, you have bags, you have a scooper, and hosting website costs and office costs. That's about it. And then standing apart from the competition, one big thing that you want to do is make sure that you set up a website and you can set up scheduling software, meaning that people can pick the date that they want you to come and pick up some of this stuff. And then that really, really helps you, A, where you don't have to work so hard on the administrative side, and B, it helps the customer so they know when you're coming. And so they get emails or text messages when you're coming as well. There's a bunch of software out there. We use, for one of our businesses, we use Acuity Scheduling. And that is a great option and a great tool if you want to use that. There are other tools like Calendly, for example, we use for Master Money. And that's another great one as well if you use that. So a lot of cool stuff that you can do here. These are the nine businesses that we're talking about today. I will keep doing. I have a list that is hundreds and hundreds long of businesses just like this. So if you want me to do more things like this, and if you want me to talk about business, which is what I spend most of my day doing, because that's what I do. I run businesses. I'm an entrepreneur. And so if you want me to talk more about this kind of stuff, because this is the stuff I love talking about, let me know. And we'll run through more of this kind of stuff for side hustles or little businesses that you could start on the side, because this is what powers America. This is what powers wherever you're from. And this is something that I think is really, really cool, because you can increase your income. You could take those extra dollars and invest them and fuel your fire. So if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and please consider following this podcast. And thank you guys so much for investing in yourself, because it's exactly what you're doing when you listen to this podcast. All we want to do with this podcast is bring you as much value as we possibly can. We hope we did that today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Everyone's heard the saying, you have to spend money to make money. But everything in life, from travel to starting a business, is expensive. Which is why I want to tell you about a new podcast I love that will teach you all the tactics, tricks, and tips you need to upgrade your life, money, and even travel, all while spending less and saving more. It's called All the Hacks, and it's a top-ranked show hosted by my good friend Chris Hutchins, a financial optimizer, an entrepreneur who's racked up millions of points, and he sold two companies. And if you want to rethink the way you're spending money, you have to check out the episode 91 with Bill Perkins and why you should be optimizing for net fulfillment and not net worth and striving to die with zero. All the Hacks has something for everyone, and I'm sure you'll find a new tactic that you can apply to your own life, whether it's a money hack that increases your net worth or a routine change that boosts your productivity. So check out All the Hacks. That's All the Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your wallet will thank you later.